You are listening to Amud Bechazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Shabbos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We are on the third line, discussing Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on Erev Shabbos. Some of the what we're able to do. So begins Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan. So who is the Tana of the following Tanaic teaching in this Braisa? That says as follows: Lo simale isha kedera asasios v'sur masin. That v'haniach l'sochat nur erev Shabbos im chashecha. So the Braisa says that a woman may not fill her kedera with asasios or sur masin, which are mine kitnios v'tzrichin bishel yoser. They are, says Rashi, they are types of legumes, right? Kitnios. Some sort of beans of some sort that require extra cooking. It takes a long time for them to cook. So the woman's not allowed to take a pot of these things. Then niach l'sochem tanur, placing in the oven, erev Shabbos im chashecha. You're not allowed to do that. It takes a long time. They're going to be most of the cooking is going to be taking place on Shabbos. Vim nasnan the motzai Shabbos asurin b'kedei sheyasu. And if she did this, which is the case in the mission in the Braisa as a woman, but anybody, if a person did this, then Motzai Shabbos, they're not allowed to. Which this is only also midrabanan, right? We're seemingly that you know the placing it on Erev Shabbos, not doing Melacha on Shabbos. Next, we'll discuss. And if you did this, so it's usher what's called Kedei Sheyasu. Which is a time frame, the amount of time that it takes for them to cook. Meaning that Motzai Shabbos, let's say it takes, I don't know, I really don't know, 2 hours to cook. So now you put them in Erev Shabbos. So Motzai Shabbos, you have to wait 2 hours before you eat them so that you don't benefit at all from any of the time that it was done cooking on Shabbos when it was prohibited to put it there. So that's called Kedei Sheyasu over here. Hayotzeh, similarly, lo yimale nachtom chavis shamayim v'yen neich l'socha tanur Erev Shabbos m'chashecha. Also, a nachtom, a baker, should also not do this with a barrel of water, Erev Shabbos, if he heats up his water. Again, same rule. So that's the Braisa. So again, back to the question, Man Tana, who is the Tana of this Braisa? Is it Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? So, Lema Beis Shammai, Velo Beis Hillel. It makes sense to say this is Beis Shammai, right? This is an Indian of Shvises Kalim. Right, your pot and your fire are going on Shabbos. That Beis Shammai finds it problematic, and Beis Hillel we know is okay with that kind of thing. We don't, right? Doesn't hold of Shvises Kalim. So Afilu Temo Beis Hillel. No, Gemara says it could be Beis Hillel. And Gzeira Shema Yichata Begachalim. There is a concern in this particular case. In these particular cases. Shema Yichata b'gecholin, this is the famous, maybe he will come to stoke the coals, he'll come to stir the coals, and then be violating the Isser Deraisa of Mavir on Shabbos, lighting a fire on Shabbos through his igniting coals. And because we are concerned about that, there is a prohibition, nothing to do with Shvises Kalim. There's a separate prohibition, do not place beans on a fire, a pot of beans on a fire, or a pot of water on the fire, Erev Shabbos.
What's the chashash here? If the purpose is for them to be available immediately Motzei Shabbos, so water certainly doesn't take long to boil or to get warm. So there's no rush. There's no reason, rationale for rush in the case of water. I just wonder.
What do you mean? I'm sorry, I don't understand that. There's no. What do you mean by rush?
In other words, what is it? They're putting up something before Shabbos, some of chashecha,
yeah,
in order to have it after Shabbos.
No, I guess to order to have it on Shabbos also.
No.
But not only can you not have it on Shabbos, you can't even have it right after Shabbos. You have to wait a little bit before Malav Malka. Yeah. So, ihachi. So now, wait, hold on 1 second. Mugmar v'gafris nami ligzor. The mugmar and the gufris, which we learned about, the mugmar is the incense, and the gufris was like the sulfur being placed on the silver, I think it was, to darken it so you could see the shape, as Rashi spoke about. So these also should be prohibited for the same reason. Maybe you'll come to stoke the coals there. So why would Beis Hillel permit it? Meaning, we are suggesting it's not a Shvisas Kalim issue. There's a separate concern, a chashash, an exera of Shema Yechate Gecholim. Maybe he's going to stoke the coals. So then, what if? But that, and that's assuming it's Beis Hillel. But then, why would Beis Hillel matir things like the mugmar, like the gufris? He says those are okay in the Mishnah. So it can't be. So the Gemara responds, Hasam lo machdilu. Oh no, in the case of the mugmar and the gufris, he's not going to stoke it. De'i machti salak bahu kutra v'kashi lahu. Because when it comes to the mugmar and the gufris, if you would stoke it, it would, so salak bahu kutra, like a cloud of smoke would come up from it, and it would be damaging for it. Right, so I'm taking the Gemara's word for it. I'm not really holding, but stoking the coals is not something that would be frequently done with the mugmar and gufris. It has a negative impact, and therefore the there's no concern of Shema Yechata Gecholim here, and that's why Beis Hillel matir such activities Erev Shabbos, even though they would be not matter if it's a pot of water or a pot of beans, where there is a real chashash of Shema Yechata. So now, but the Gemara persists. Unin shel pishtan nami ligzor. Beis Hillel also matir the unin shel pishtan, these bundles of flax being soaked. So these, or was it soaked? Actually, were these put in the oven? They're put in the oven.
Oven to get white or something.
Yeah. It's like it's hard. Like I don't know what any of these things are. Like I don't. If even when I do laundry, it's not like this, you know. But yeah. So the wooden shelfish. I think I was putting in the oven. No, that would make more sense. Not the soaking one. Yeah, we can go back to the. Yeah. So over there. So ligs are also, but Beis Hillel matir that again. So Hasam came into Kashilhu Zika lo megalule. No, so over there, also there's another reason that people would not be mechate the gecholim, because there's a zika, which is there's like the wind, the air coming in, some sort of draft. Which is dekashi luhu is damaging to it, and therefore people do not won't uncover it to stoke the coals because it has a negative impact. So it's similar to what we suggested, just a different reason. What about tsemer la yore ligzor? But what about wool in a cauldron? So that should also make the gzera there, right? They have, right, that maybe he'll stoke it. So Amar Shmuel, Biyora Akura. So this is this case that we were talking about, it explains Shmuel, is where the Yora was Akura. It was uprooted. It was removed from the fire. That's where Beis Hillel, perhaps we would suggest, that's where Beis Hillel would matir putting this thing on. Meaning, yeah, there is a concern of Shema Yechata, if it's still on the fire. But this case in the Mishnah where Beis Hillel were makel is specifically in a Yora Akura, a Yora, a cauldron that was taken off the fire. V'necho Shema Megispa. But still, maybe he's going to be Megis it. Mahapich ba, says Rashi, Mavushal Havi Bishol. So the stirring around of this wool in boiling hot water will also be a form of bishul. That's a form of cooking, even if it's off the fire. So maybe that'll be a problem. So it says, this is ba'akura v'tucha. It's where it wasn't only removed from the fire, but it's also v'tucha. Rashi says, mekusa b'kisui shala. It's covered with its covering. V'tucha batit, and it's sealed with like clay, saviv. Dekuli hai lo tarichu midkar. So the entire thing is it's like he's not so like sorry, or maybe he's been saying dekuli hai. Or so to this extent, sorry, to dekuli hai. And this extent, he's not going to be torich and midkar, and he'll remember. Meaning, you know, there's only so much you can do not mindfully. You know, so we're assuming it's a frum guy. He's not going to try to violate the Shabbos. It's a concern. He might forget and just stoke the coals. But if it's like closed up and sealed with clay, so you're not going to go through that whole entire tircha on Shabbos. Meaning, like you might turn on the light switch when you wake up two in the morning to go to the bathroom. You might flip the light on Shabbos. Okay, that can happen. You're not going to sit at your computer, write a whole email, send it to all your friends. That you don't make these mistakes on Shabbos. So that's what we're saying here. Bakura v'tucha. Okay, and so with that said, so could be Beis Hillel is the author of that brisa, and he says you're not allowed to put the beans or water on over Shabbos because Shema Yichate, and whenever Beis Hillel is Makel, there's no concern of Shema Yichate for one of the various reasons. But that's how we would explain it. Okay, v'hashad amar mar gzera Shema Yichate v'gecholim. So now that he taught us this gzera of Shema Yichate v'gecholim, so hai kedera chaisa. So what about a pot, a kedera of chaisa? Of raw food, so shari la anucha erashana b'simcha shecha b'sanura. So it would seem that you're allowed to place it erev Shabbos as it gets dark, meaning before it gets dark, but close to it, in an oven, because if it's raw, so. Or I think raw food, right? Delav date le michle le ursa. So Rashi explains, because if it's raw food, your intention is not for it to cook that night. Not to eat it that night. If you put in, if you put up a cholent minutes before Shabbos, I'm clearly not eating it for Friday night dinner, and since I'm clearly not eating it for Friday night dinner. There's no concern that I'm gonna stoke it because I'm not planning on eating it then. So if it's something that's raw, it would seem to be based on the chashash of Shema Yichate not being there, it would seem to be mutter. Right. So my taima kevan delocha. Oh, right. So just to explain more, my taima kevan delochazi laorsa. Since it's not gonna be eaten that night, asuche ma'asaf da'atei minei. That. So what there's a hesach hadas from it, and people aren't going to be like, they're concerned that they're trying to get it ready, and therefore they're not going to velo asi lechatu yechalim. You're not going to be machate uveshil shapir dami. And also, if it's cooked food, because if it's already cooked, and there'll be a discussion later on of to what extent cooked will have to be, but b'shil shapir dami rashis m'v'shel is kol tzarcha shapir dami la nicha delo ba'yichitoy. Also, if it's already cooked, then that will also not be a problem, because he's not going to stoke it. It's already fine. A few more minutes on the fire will be fine. However, b'shil v'lo b'shil asir, if it's cooked but not cooked, like kind of cooked, so over there that's going to be a problem. Because it's specifically that middle ground where I want to go faster and I'm planning on eating it tonight. V'shadabei garmachaya. But if he threw into it a garmachaya, which, so a garma really means like a bone. So it's like a bone, but a raw bone doesn't really make sense. It's like raw, like I guess like a bone with raw meat on it. Dolav datele le michle le ursa. Sorry?
What about like marrow inside the bone?
I don't know. It seems to be, it's something that would be cooked. Something that, like, I don't think we're talking about like the bone itself. I guess eat the bones, but most bones aren't, so like chicken bones are like kind of edible if you cook them enough. The point of what it's saying is that if you would be shada be garmachaya shapir dami, that would be okay, right? Because Rashi says dilav daite le michle le orsa. The point is that even if you have a dish that's partially cooked and partially not cooked, but if you throw in a raw bone with meat in there, so meaning it's going to take longer, which is therefore indicative of the fact that you are not eating it tonight, then it would be okay because we don't think you're going to come and stuff the coal. So I wonder if if there's like a specific like Shabbos day food. I wouldn't like split hairs like this, but if there's something that's indicating that we're not having it tonight, like this garma chaya, so according to this logic, it would be mutter. And now that the master has said that anything that the Zika, this wind blast, this draft, causes damage to, if there is a concern of Zika, so then loma galale, people don't uncover it, and therefore there's no chashash of shema yichate gechalim. So with that said, hai bisur de gadya usharik shapir dami. It would be good if you have these two qualifications. One is that it's a bisra de gadya, which means basar of a gadi, which meaning goat meat. Rashi says kashi lezika, just the quality of the meat. It's tender, and therefore the quality of the meat, it could be damaged by the wind if you uncover it. So if it's goat meat, and shirik, says Rashi, pia tanur batit saviv kisoy eno muchan lechatos, so it's like a sealed type of oven with clay, and therefore it's not so easy to stoke the coals over here. So if you have these two factors, then it should be shabir dami, that should be fine, there should be no concern. However, devarcha velo shirik, but if it's varcha, which is ayil gadol, says Rashi, lo kasha lezika v'asa legluye piyatnor lito kisoy lachatos. So it's this barcha, it's a big ram, which says no Zika, don't bother me, right? Big ram, tough ram. He's not concerned, which the meat doesn't get bothered by a Zika. And if it's velo sharik, it's an oven that's not closed, right? So the oven shirik is, low shirik, it's not closed. So usher. So then, for sure, that's a problem. For two reasons, right? There are these two factors that contribute to a concern of Shema Yichate. So we gave like an extreme, right? There are two factors. First of all, the openness of the oven, as well as the quality of the meat and the impact, negative impact it will receive from a Zika. Those are two factors that will play a role in whether there's a chashash or not. So we gave an example of where both factors are present, and one where both factors are not, and clearly Asher, clearly Mutter. So let's talk about middle ground. So what about Degadiv Alo Sharik, Devarcha Usharik? So what about that? If it's the God, so it's a Gadiz, which is the damaged by the Zika, but lo sharik, it's hard to stoke the coals in that situation. Or devarcha sharik, shervashi shari veriyamia medifti aser. It's a machlokas. What we say? Ularavashi de shari, and Rav. So now Rav Ashi permitted this. So v'hatznabu, we learned in the Mishnah ein sol basar batzal uveitza elakadeshit solim evod yom. We learned in a Mishnah, right, so I just crack the gears here, that we ain't solen basar betzal ubeitza elakadesh eat solen avod yom, that we don't roast meat or onion or eggs unless it'll be roasted when it's still daytime. It has to be still roasted when it's daytime. So Rav Ashi, we just said meat, right? We said, yeah, basar. We didn't make a distinction between different types of meat. So, and we say over here that we say that it is prohibited. So that's the problem to Rav Ashi, who is matir. So the Gemara responds, "Hasan devarcha v'lo shrik." No. So Rav Ashi will say no. When it said basar, it was specifically talking about a basar devar chavelo shirik. It was the both of these factors contributing to the chashash, and therefore we have the chashash. That when I said that basar, that's what it meant. Okay. Igda Amri, there are those who learn that that piece slightly differently. Degadya, significantly differently. Degadya ben shirik ben lo shirik shapir dami. That everybody holds that a gadya, if it's that type of meat, no matter what type of oven, sealed or not sealed, it's fine because the zika is going to damage it. No one's going to do that. Divarcha nami usharik shapir dami. And even and also being in a sealed oven, also that will even if it's a varcha, also it will be okay. Shapir dami. Ki pligi. So when do they argue? Devarcha velo sharik. Specifically, when it's a varcha and it's not sharik. So over here we have right the oven is not sealed, and it's a ram which is not affected by the zika. So the Ravashi Shari, Ravashi says that it's mutter. Rav Yirmiyah Difti Asir. Rav Yirmiyah says it is a problem. Ravashi the Shari Vatznan ain't son basar batzal beitz al kadeshi itzol mevod yom. How could Ravashi mutter it? Right, we have an iser that speaks about meat. So hasam v'bisra agumre. So that's when it's meat that's agumre. Rashi says she'eno batanur, dafilu kisui leka umuchan lahavoch bo v'lachatos. It's if it's in an oven, even if it's an oven that's not sealed, it's lo sharik. But even so, that prevents this the chashash of shema yichate. But if it's complete agumre, it's completely open, then it's so easy to stoke it. So that, according to Rav Ashi, only then would it be a problem. If it's so open, according to that Rav Ashi and Ikud Amri, only then would it be a problem. And that's when the Mishnah says that ain't solen basar, right, unless it's going to be ready by Shabbos time. So that that's the case he was talking about, specifically, even if it was a ram, but specifically when it's on open coals. Okay. Next piece. Omar Ravina. Ravina says, Hi Kura Chaya. So a raw squash, Shapir Dami, came into Kashi Lezika, Kibisra Degadya Dami. That it's the same halacha because it's impacted by the Zika, similar to in which the way Gedi is. And therefore, the same halachos would apply. Okay, next piece. Beishamai Omrim Ein Mokrin. Beishamai say that we do not sell something to a guy Erev Shabbos. So Tan Rabbanan Beishamai Lo Yimchor Adam Cheftso Lenachri V'lo Yishalenu V'lo Yilevenu V'lo Yitein Lo B'matana. A person should not sell an object to a guy, nor should he lend it. So this is the difference. Halva is a loan. Halva is a loan. Halva is like a loan, like, you know, financial. It could also be, I guess, food. But it's something that the intention is not to give back that exact object, right? Like a shoel, a she'ela. Of borrowing is that you give the item and I give that item back, as opposed to, you know, you take some of my flour and I'll pay you back in flour, or I'm lending you $20 and you give me $20 and I don't care if you give me the same exact bill, and usually it won't be the same exact $20 bill that I gave you. So that's just the difference. But anyway, you can't give any of these things. You can't even give a present, ela kadeshi agia labeso, unless he has time after you give it to get back to his house. Rashi says, "Hanarke the beso min ba'od yom ba'afagav to be a day kitarich." Even though he's not doing a service for you, he's carrying this object on Shabbos. But he's a guy; he's carrying his own object. You gave him something, and now it's his. It's a loan. It's a gift. It's a sale. It's his object. But machmir and beishamai demichlef beshlucha. Right? Beishamai are machmir because it's like he looks like he's a shliach. We're concerned that people will observe and they say, the guy is working for the Jew on Shabbos and he's carrying the object for the Jew on Shabbos. So they made Xera, as long as the guy has enough time to get back to his own home before Shabbos, then you can do it, otherwise you cannot do that transaction. Beis Hillel says he doesn't have to get all the way home, just to the house that's close to the wall. Rashi says, "Shall iracheres shall nachri dar sham shall yochol aniach sham." Doesn't have to be his house, mamish, but just to the wall of his city. That should be enough, right? Because again, it's a Mara Zion thing essentially. So as long as he can get to his city, and then people can say, "Oh, he's just going to his own city," you don't have to like track the guy all the way back to his house, and that would be enough. Rabbi Kiva, Omer Kadesh Yetzim Pesach Beso. So he's much more makel. He says, no, just in regards to enough time for him to get out of the Jew's house before Shabbos, right? That's all he needs. If he's gonna leave the Jew's house on Shabbos itself, that's a problem. But as long as he has enough time to get out of the Jew's house on Shabbos, that'll be fine. Now, just to take a look at this mission. So, are these three opinions? So, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, hein divrei Rabbi Akiva, hein divrei Beis Hillel. Lo ba Rabbi Akiva el lefarej divrei Beis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva he says Rabbi Akiva and Beis Hillel, the Tanakhama presents it as a three way machlokas. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's a machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shammai and Beis Hillel have the same opinion. Rather, don't say the way Beis Hillel is originally written, how the Tanakhama wrote it. Rather, you should read Beis Hillel as how Rabbi Akiva said it. Okay, I guess we'll continue a little bit. We have a couple minutes. Tanu Rabbanan, Beis Shammai, Omrim, Lo Yimkor Adam Chamtso, Lenachri, Ela, Imkein Yod. Okay, so Beis Shammai says a person should not sell his chametz before Pesach to a guy, Ela, Imkein Yodeya, Bo, Sheyichle, Kodem, Pesach. Divrei Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai hold that a person has a responsibility to see to it that his chametz gets destroyed before Pesach. Therefore, a person can't even sell his chametz to a guy. You can't sell, right. You can't. You have 20 bottles of whiskey. You can't sell it to a guy erev Pesach because you know he's not finishing 20 bottles on Pesach.
Why would this be worse than being mafkir? Or is this selling it while it's in your rishus? You're talking about
because Beis Shammai hold that you need to see to the destruction of it. It's not enough to just get it out of your property. You need to see to it that it is destroyed.
So in other words, if you sold to a guy and he took it to his home, that would be fine. We're talking about
No. Meaning like
because his thing, he's eating it anyway.
Meaning, I think once you enter 30 days before Pesach. That all of that chametz needs to be destroyed, not removed from your rishus. I think Beis Shammai hold that it needs to be destroyed. It's not obviously not how we hold, but I think that's the understanding of Beis Shammai here.
It's amazing because literally, if the guy takes it off your hands,
I don't know when the issur tashbisu might have started from Purim time or from 30 days before Purim, and from that point on, I guess it could be. I'm not 100%, but it seems to be that from that point on, all that chametz that you have during that time, you need to see to the destruction of it, the biur of it. And so you can give it to a guy, that's fine, but the guy has to. You have to be sure that the guy will be able to finish it by that time. So I don't know. I don't know if they hold that you need to make sure that it's going to be finished or that it's possible. I'm not sure. But Beis Hillel Omrim calls manche mutter la'ochlo, mutter la'mochro. No, as long as you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to sell it. You don't have to see the destruction of it. Rabbi Yehuda says kutach abavli v'kol mini kutach. So Babylonian kutach. And any type of kutach. Kutach is a chametz dish. Nosin bo chametz kedemrin be'elu ovrin Vein asoy lechol yachad elo the tvolbo. It's something you dip. It's a dip. The eno kala adzman meruba. It's a dip and it lasts a long time. So if you have kutach abavli or any type of kutach really, asher limkor lamed yom kodem pesach. You cannot sell it 30 days before Pesach. So Rabbi Huda really holding to the chumrah of Beis Shammai that you need to see that it gets destroyed. So at least when it comes to kutach, it's kutach, and you know you sell it to a guy. That's not something that you'll finish in a meal or two. Kutach can last a long time. So within 30 days before Pesach, you cannot sell your kutach abavli to a guy, because that's something that stays in the ancient Babylonian fridges for a long time. I think actually it was made, if I remember correctly, Dr. Henry Abramson, he's on all daf. He does the history on the daf. So I think he did this in brachos. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. We're talking hilchos brachos. We did it together. Hilchos brachos. You're talking about kutach, and he spoke about how it's like made of like sour cream, like old, like spoiled, cream. So it lasts a long time, and that would be something that you have to try to get rid of, that you cannot sell within 30 days of Pesach, because you know it's not going to be finished. Okay. Call here.